Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of
Gotta
be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Hey, good evening and welcome to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy and our guest, Perry Cremains.
He's our honorary host now. He's our honorary co-host now. He comes in every week.
That's only because he brings alcohol with him. Yeah. They didn't just say it out loud.
Yeah. Honorary. That's a big word and well used.
I know, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I see some Templeton Rye and some Mastersons he brought in tonight. Well, nice. Hey, you want me to text our good buddy Nate Hutt, see what he's got going on?
Yeah, see what he's
I'll text
going.
Him right now. But we'll have him call in later.
We've got big news today.
Oh, man. It's huge news.
And of course, that news is the Supreme Court of the United States has found that, yes, you can be armed when you walk out of your house. And it was under not only the Second Amendment, but the 14th Amendment that they used.
Absolutely.
And the idea behind, of course, of the 14th Amendment is, to keep it as simple as I can, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States in the state where they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Boom.
Not complicated.
Not at all.
It's never been complicated, but, we live in a state where everything is complicated, right? I mean, we're a complicated state here.
They make it tough.
I mean, in a state like California, where you've got a sheriff, a duly elected sheriff in Santa Clara County, who has been indicted on pay-for-play CCWs, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here, you want a CCW? $10,000 into my campaign. And of course, I'm consolidating, or I'm paraphrasing that, but you get it, right?
I get it. So
it's a done deal. It's already happened. Whenever you have a subjective standard, it's going to be abused, right? It's going to be abused. And so, you've got
In the same state. Of course, in California, up here in Shasta County, we don't have to do backflips.
No.
To get a CCW.
Because everybody's life is worth the same.
But if you're in Southern California, you've got to show up with a psychologist report.
Oh, yeah.
Not only of you, but of members of your family also.
And the biggest reason for that is because of voters who cannot think beyond, what's right in front of them. And they're afraid of guns, so they're elected officials, and they're afraid of voters. And many times, they feel one way, but their policy must reflect something else because of the people who vote for them. And of course, they're elected officials, and it's their job to stay in office and also to try to reconcile, you know, what they've got going on in their own mind. So yeah, it was a great ruling today. I mean, really just
it was.
Great day.
Well, they've had a couple of really superb rulings lately, and one of them is that states, you know, that are, you know, people that are states that are helping to support with vouchers for schools.
Private tuition,
that,
yeah.
That you can use them in a religious school, like, you know, Reading Christian.
Right.
You could use them in Reading Christian, or you could use them in, you know, I guess a, either it's, you know, Muslim school or whatever. But see, you could use these, and people were saying, you know, said, no, it's illegal for you to use these vouchers. And the court ruled that, no, that violates your First Amendment.
Right.
To do
right.
that. And, you know,
or,
yeah.
Conversely, the state can just erase all those vouchers and not provide help to anybody. And if they want to do that, they can do that too.
And they can do that too.
So, yeah.
So then nobody gets it.
So what do you think the CNNs and the MSNBCs, I know what they're saying right now. You know, cats and dogs are already planning on shacking up together. We're going to have gunfights in the streets. We're going to have all
CNN's,
this.
Don't we already have gunfights in the streets?
Well, yeah, true.
We do.
Yeah.
CNN's Jeffrey Toobin said SCOTUS ruling declaring that with this decision, the court is moving towards overturning every single gun law in the country.
Oh,
which,
talk about
of course, wow. is not the case. It's no. like Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court is not saying that abortion is illegal.
They're just saying it's up to the states.
They're saying it. This goes back to the states. It's not constitutionally protected.
No, and it's not constitutionally protected, unlike the right to keep and bear arms, which is completely constitutionally protected.
Yeah. Yep.
So, interesting, though, the states, you know, let's not get crazy here. You're still going to have to get a background check. You're still going to have to go sit down with the sheriff normally.
You have to qualify.
Agency.
You know?
You're going to have to sit down and do an interview, right? I mean, just like our good county does. And all the due diligence is going to be in place so that only good people get permits to carry firearms on their body in public. But the bottom line is this idea that now you have to come over to my house and give me a good story about why you need it. No, that's not going to happen anymore because your story is the same as everybody else's. You don't want to die in the state of California. There's a good chance you will die.
So here was my take on the whole thing. I listened to a few things on YouTube, and of all everything the left said, you know, gunfights in the street, blah, 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 you know, they never said what the actual meaning of it is, and it's self-defense. The phrase never came up in any of their, you know, descriptions of what was going to happen with this new gun law.
Well, and here's the other thing. I want someone to call in 605-4567 if you know of a CCW holder who has either had a gunfight in the street that was not justified or committed a mass shooting. If you do, I will pay you $100.
And let's be honest, the thugs or
I'll do it.
Criminals, they're not going to go get. They don't want a CCW. They're going to carry no matter what.
No, no. This is strictly for law-abiding people. Like in the city of Baltimore, the number of CCW permits, you know, requests have gone up like 600% because, you know, Baltimore's become the, you know, murder city along with Chicago. In Chicago, you can't carry legally there. I shouldn't say that. You might be able to. They may have a healthy CCW system. I'm not sure. But I know San Francisco doesn't, and I heard a rumor that somebody called the authority there. I don't know if it's the city police or the sheriff in the San Francisco area, but they said that they would start issuing CCWs.
That is
now,
crazy.
Again, that is totally... You know, one of those things you hear in the third urinal from the left, you know, somebody's talking about. I have a feeling that that's not going to happen right away. I do know that the gun owners of California are sending out official letters to all these jurisdictions and saying, hey, you've got to, you know, according to SCOTUS, you have to allow people under the Second Amendment and the 14th in this ruling to be able to carry firearms outside their houses.
Okay, third urinal from the left. I also heard this today.
Okay.
This was from Brian Rehm. You know Brian Rehm, right?
I know
He's
Brian.
Our good buddy, fellow instructor. He said that he was talking to one of his buddies, or maybe he just heard it third urinal from the left. that even San Francisco was considering.
That's what I said.
I thought you said.
No, no, they called whoever's the granting authority in San Francisco.
So that's two third urinals from the left. Are we in the same bathroom?
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe we heard it from Brian. Maybe Brian did. Good job, Brian. Thanks, sir. That's right.
Put it on Facebook. If it's on Facebook, it must be true. Well, it doesn't matter if it's true or not. They've got to look at it.
Right. Now they have to, because now what can the state of California legislate to keep us from having our rights? Again, we are blessed to live in Shasta County and Northern California in that sense. Even in Sacramento, they issue CCWs all the time.
Well, it's because of Scott Jones.
Because of the sheriff.
Scott Jones is fantastic. One of the things
he ran on when he won that his first time was, I'm going to issue CCW permits. Right. And that just fired up a lot of people.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If the anti-CCW folks, and I'm just going to call them that, would think about it, how would you like for me to guarantee that everybody who's legally carrying a firearm in your jurisdiction or in your area that you live, either sat down with the sheriff or their representative, got a background check, and was formally trained on transportation, transfer, storage, safety, and all the different things that they want for their gun owners? How would they like to guarantee that that was the case, that that was a reality? Well, right now it is. I mean, really, if you want to guarantee it, put them through CCW glass and let them, and issue them a CCW permit. They get all that.
And we got to take a break, but when we come back, let's talk about the states that shall issue. There's a will issue. I mean, you can carry.
Shall issue
mm-hmm. without a permit.
Oh, no, that's permitless carry.
Permitless carry, but there are states that you don't have to go through training, right?
You can carry.
Right?
Permitless carry, let's
talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Carl Bott and Ted Leidy and Perry Cremaine's here, and man up, we're talking about SCOTUS's Supreme Court of the United States ruling on the Second Amendment, which frankly is so far overdue. And there hasn't been a big case since Heller.
Right.
And it's been 10 years, if you can believe that. Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm a charger that charges through the night like an orange bolt of lightning passing everything in.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My own.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Summer is here, and it's gonna sizzle. Now's the time for a brand new paint job to protect your vehicle from the summer sun. At Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Mako repairs accident damage, dents, and dings. They can even straighten your frame. Mako is number one in value and is approximately one-third less than traditional shops. Plus, they offer a free estimate and works with most major insurance companies. Mako, good work for a great price. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Play me some Bob Seger.
Nah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you pick that, Carl?
No, that's Liam.
Liam.
He looks at his work, brother. He looks at who's in here, and he starts. That's what he plays.
Yeah.
If Liam's going to be starting a new show here with his buddies, with discussing Liam, it's underground music, isn't it?
Or, yeah. So it's underground music.
Saturday mornings, he's going to be, he and his buddies or people in his band, he's got a band, and they're going to discuss music maybe we've never heard of.
I think that's fantastic.
I think it's great.
Right on, Liam.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to like it, because there's not a lot of music I really don't like.
You know, I've found some music that I said I'm not going to listen to that, but then when I end up listening to it, I go, okay, I can see this one song, I can listen to this. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Carl Bott, and Perry Cremains, our honorary guest host. Perry's got Just for Hunting, which is a world international guiding service, not just for hunting, but also things like photography and all those kind of things.
Perry's a famous outfitter.
He is.
Perry's so famous that when he went to Mexico, the cartel tried to kidnap him.
That's what I heard. Absolutely.
Everybody's heard that story because, well, I don't know if you have, but to cut it down to like 30 seconds, Ted and Perry were hunting turkeys in northern Mexico, and on their way back to the town to catch a plane, cartel pulls them over, steals the truck, leaves all of their stuff, but has them up there, their arms up, and then puts them on the white line of the road and says, turn around,
hands
face
up,
away.
Turn around.
Oh, right then you're thinking to yourself, now, if they start shooting, this is the way I'm going to move. You know.
Carl did say they did have real assault weapons.
Yeah, real assault weapons.
Not a California defined assault weapon.
Pull everything out, including your shotguns.
Yeah, they left us everything. They just wanted to pick up.
And then they left. And then the first thing y'all do, of course, is load those shotguns.
Oh, man.
They may come back.
That is true. Yeah. It was nuts. But anyway, Perry, world-famous outfit.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. That doesn't happen on other of your trips, does it? Just with Ted.
It doesn't happen on any trips, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about probably, 0.0000%.
Well, it's happened one time in the thousands of trips, so I don't know what that percentage is. So what do you do during this time of the year, Perry?
Well, before I was here, I was out watering food plots, so turning on some sprinklers, and it was only 101 on the way out. Just like everybody else, though, I had to fill my tank up. You know, I bought a diesel, the half-ton diesel that gets great gas mileage, but I only got to 19 gallons, $120, before it shut off on me.
Oh, they wouldn't authorize any more than that, huh?
Yeah. Well, wait till they...
19 gallons?
Wait till you...
For $120? Where were you? That's a great deal, man.
Oh, who are you, a great deal?
Well, that's $7 a gallon where I'm buying it.
Well, yeah, I was going to say...
$6.29 a gallon.
Well, that's a good deal for diesel.
Well, right down the street, which I never can figure out. Why would you not
When Riverhead really low prices today.
Why wouldn't you go a half a block? It was 701 right down the street.
Yeah, where is it? Where were you at?
Well, look at Chevron. Chevron or some of the ones off the freeways. My
Valero.
God.
Valero. Like
they ought to be wearing masks in there. They should be wearing masks when you go in to pay for it, you know.
Yeah, so it's on 273. I can't remember the name of the little store.
No bueno.
But it's always the lowest in town on diesel.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you got a diesel truck.
I got a diesel truck. Yeah, I love it.
I figured that if I got a diesel truck, the difference between gas and diesel is not worth it.
Okay.
It wasn't that way when I bought it. It was equal.
Well, I know. But see, and what I don't understand is why was it years ago diesel was a lot cheaper than gas?
Well,
why is
but
that?
You gotta,
what's happened?
I don't know.
I know. It's because they figured out a way to get more money from the grocery store or whatever they deliver to a store.
Yeah, we talked about
that. That's tax dollars right there.
It's taxes. So what happens is it costs – so these vehicles that drive up and down the road that deliver goods, right, groceries or whatever, they all run diesel. Well, so if you make that more expensive, you know what else you get? You get more taxes off the diesel that goes to the state.
Sure you do.
So they manage.
Oh, by the way, we're getting ready to raise the gas tax 3 cents a gallon.
Hey, but you get 18 cents off. But you get 18 cents off per gallon from the federal government.
So in California,
but that's for 3 months. Which, by the way, for an F-150 for 3 months, I'd save $35.
That's pretty good.
$35 bucks? No, not a month. Total.
Oh, but
$35.
One of these bottles of bourbon.
Or lunch.
Beat the sharp stick and I.
Well, let's talk about lunch.
Yeah.
Go to lunch. Go to somebody with lunch.
$60. Yeah.
We're talking local places around here. It's $40.
Yeah.
So, I understand it because their prices are going crazy out there.
Yeah, go to Jack's. Jack's used to be really, really affordable, right? Now, I mean, you're paying $150 for two people for dinner and drinks at Jack's. When that was nuts. Well, it was like $60, $70 just at the beginning of the year.
Well, you know, but here we go back into this is the fact that, I mean, I know local places around here, their food prices have gone up like 40% in some cases if they're heavy into the meats. Then you've got, then they've got delivery things, and then if you look at the shelves, because it's, we're into this, supply on demand type thing, no more than a couple days in the back of the store. And if those trucks aren't running every day, it only takes 3 days to empty those shelves.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and I'm not saying run out and buy stuff, but you may want to, if you say, I really like those pinto beans. Buy 5 pounds.
I totally agree. I always believe in buying in bulk anyway. So like you should see all the beer and bangs in my refrigerator.
Nice.
That's all that's there.
Okay, bangs, by the way. It's a drink.
So two things in California. I looked at just out of curiosity, tallied up at the pump the other day. The gas tax in California is $1.05 a gallon. $1.05 for the tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going up. You talk about the pinto beans. Well, here's the problem with the pinto beans. Mm-hmm. You're buying them in raw. Takes water to make them. Pretty soon, water's becoming that big commodity, right?
Well, it's not becoming. It's there already.
Oh, absolutely.
And we look at the Planning Commission in July 17th or the 20th. We'll be talking about it before then. The Board of Supervisors are meeting on this Tierra project out there off of Deschutes Road out there in the Seven Lakes area for 166 homes to be built out there in the Bella Vista Water District, which doesn't have water already. For the first time in 100 years, the acid canal has no water in it. First time in 100 years.
Yeah.
Think about that.
So the latest I've heard from some local ranches that we manage is the state is looking at, eminent domain to shut down water, claiming these canals that these farmers, local farmers, use for irrigation, and they have for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So you can guarantee if the state is looking to close down water up here, they're going to sell it somewhere else. It's not to help people out.
Well, the thing that Newsom wants to do with the tunnel out there. With the tunnel is it's going to be pushing that water straight through for people, and they said agriculture, but it's bypassing the estuaries down there. And now you got, they said, first of all, it has to be built And, I mean, you've got to, like, dig. But the other thing is all the sequa and the people fighting it, because what impact is that going to have on the fish? You know, how we keep having to let water out so it saves little things down there in the estuaries down there by the bay. I mean, this is, it's just a mess, and it's not getting any better.
No, they can't, there's no way they're fixing it in our lifetime, you know, unless, you know, we get back to rain.
Yeah, it's called rain. It's also called limiting population, they should say. You know, really, California, you really, you know, you've got, how many people live in California?
Doesn't that rotate back?
33 million.
Okay, yeah. There's only documented room, really, there's only room for 20 million here. So the rest
at
of, so 13 million of you are going to have to migrate to other states.
Here's a good idea. Let's just, because we pay so much in taxes anyway, here's my idea, right? Every month, we take some of money out of the general fund and we ship and pay for 13 million of us to go on vacation in Hawaii.
Okay.
Then we all leave. We don't come back for a month, and then that will, we will use less water that way. 20 million, that's about right.
During the summer. During the summer.
During the summer, yeah.
That's a great idea. Not only that, but it helps the economy in Hawaii.
I mean,
but it should be a,
we're sharing.
It should be a vacation anywhere you want to go to. We're just going to give you a check.
Oh, no, it's because it wouldn't work to, because too many people would stay home buying
pickups. No, you've got
not
to
go.
You have got to show a receipt.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Hey, we got to take a break.
We're saving the world.
Harry Cremains is with us today from Just for Hunting, and Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. We'll be right back.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice,
welcome back. What are we doing here? Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that song. Play it up.
He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy.
Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Lighty and Perry Cremains and Carl Bott. Hey, good evening. It's 6:35 and it's only 99 degrees here. You know what? I kind of feel cheated because we thought it was going to be like 104 today. Maybe.
Second day of summer and it's only...
No, it's after 6:30. Yeah, it's 6:30. Hey, we've talked about the Supreme Court of the United States and the decision they made in the Second Amendment and a couple other decisions they've made. They've got two or three more coming out that are just... I expect to see violence in the streets. That's why having the ability to carry a firearm outside your own home may come in handy. Not in Redding or Crouch, Idaho or these places, but in some of these big cities, I think I'd stay in.
Where the violence is.
Where the violence is going to be.
Yeah.
That, absolutely right. You know, like tonight we're testing different, types of, rye and bourbon. But as soon as we saw that, any guns that we have are put away.
Of course.
And it's, two big reasons. One, it's against the law, but even more so, you never, ever drink and have a firearm on you.
It's such a bad example.
It is. It's horrible. Yeah.
It's such a bad example. No.
It's why we locked. It's why you see so many safes in our houses. Some of us have a lot more safes than me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Ted's house is a safe.
A safe house.
It's a safe house. He's got the walls are a foot thick of iron with rebar.
It's
you
the ultimate safe space.
He has got IEDs around sides. You know, you don't even want to try and break into his house. And Lisa is a cold stone shooter.
Oh yeah, she's serious about it.
Yeah.
One night she met me at the door and she said, "I almost shot you." I looked at her. She was empty handed. I said, "With what? What are you going to shoot me with?" I said, "If you're going to threaten me with it, at least show up with the tools to do it, right?" But hey, anyway, on a serious note, true story.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl, for bringing that up because it's a big deal. We can sit here and have a bourbon together, completely legal, right?
Absolutely.
But there are no firearms on my body, and no firearms in my vehicle right now. So just so everybody knows, it's very, very important that, especially now that SCOTUS has ruled. I mean, I expect to see a lot more new shooters with these CCWs walking around out there, and we need to
be following the law.
And we need to be above reproach when it comes to that.
Well,
no drinking.
Northern Firearms Instruction, which you, of course, started many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not many in my life.
I was a
life.
Younger man
not,
with no gray hair.
Not many in my life, but many in other people's lives. Like for Liam, it would be many years ago.
It's like half of Liam's life
ago. It's more than half.
How old is Liam?
How old are you, 18?
I'm 18, yeah.
Oh, you were 6 years old or 5 years old.
Anyway,
dang, that's nuts.
But you're reaching out now, so you're going to be teaching all the way down in the Southern California and the Cabela's and Sportsman's Warehouses.
Last Sunday I taught Manteca Bass Pro.
And Bass Pro. Mm-hmm. So this right here, I think you're going to see thousands of people in California. Thousands of people in California avail themselves of the opportunity to arm themselves.
This morning, before I could get out of bed, I had 8 agencies already contact me. That needed all of my instructors. So I sent them 16 instructors' credentials, all of them updated to the day. Yours, Carl, was in there.
That's good.
That's
because
why,
I just
that's why
them
the
out.
Back and forth is because I needed everything updated.
Okay.
They wanted all updated instructor credentials and insurance, business licenses, all that kind of stuff, because they know what's coming, and they want to make sure that the folks they have on their books as authorized instructors are ready to go.
Well, it's going to be. I really think that we're going to see, we have a steady stream, of course, here in Shasta County and Tehama County, and that in Sacramento. But I think I think Marin County. I think L.A. County.
Santa Clara.
I think Santa Clara. I think
San
Francisco.
L.A. It's County. Just how many million people are just there?
In one district, one assembly district L.A. is bigger than the whole 12 counties or 10 counties that Megan Daly represents.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a lot of people.
You know, the way I look at this is what was the left really thinking they were doing in the first place? You know, they defunded police. They escalated violence in the street with supposed peaceful protests and, you know, basically scared people into wanting to protect themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And right now in Minnesota, in Milwaukee, I think it's... No,
Wisconsin?
That's Wisconsin. In Minnesota, what's the...
okay, no more bourbon for you.
Okay, no more bourbon. What's the capital there? Not the capital,
Saint Pierre.
Minneapolis. Minneapolis. Thank
Minneapolis.
You. It was Minneapolis, not the capital, but the large city. That's where the...
St. Paul?
Minneapolis is where they did the defund the police and all this. They had citizens sue the city and say, wait a minute, in the charter, we're supposed to have this many policemen.
Oh.
And we're way down. And they sued and won.
We forgot that, didn't we?
At the Minnesota Supreme Court said, you're right, in their charter, and they haven't changed the charter, you've got to have 700-something policemen. Well, the city, after all the disasters they've had, even have more than what they're required to have. They're hiring more. They've got the money set aside. So... how's that defund the police working for you?
If everything is a surprise to you, then you are a developing leader, not a leader.
Yeah, that's it. There you
if
go.
If everything is a surprise, you're developing
Wait a minute.
Still.
Wait a minute. How did that happen? It could be because you took the police off the streets. And you know, right now in the city of Reading, we are on course to have more police than we've ever had.
Well, that's good.
We've got, and a lot of them are these lat moves that come from other cities. They've had it. They just had it in these other cities. And they come up here, we're paying a bonus, which makes up the difference for the retirement pay because they come under a different retirement system now. But we're going to have River Patrol or River Trail patrols. We're going to have more bikes, more neighborhood policing units.
Quality of life stuff.
Quality of life stuff.
That's right.
That's really going to help. And I tell you what, Bill Shuler has just done a great job on that. And Mike Johnson is jumping into it also. They've got themselves a bonus to try and hire more sheriff's deputies. He's short 20 deputies. Yeah. 20, think about that. 20 deputies. That's an entire, that's another shift at minimum that you could bring in.
Well,
minimum. And, they're having a 2-hour wait sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes that's, and I hope, Chief, or up, Sheriff Johnson is listening. Sometimes that
surprises
self,
me because then he makes comments afterwards.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes that's a self-imposed problem because with the idea that cops have to be so much better than everybody else and had to be their entire lives, they disqualify a lot of people from stuff they did and they were 17, 18, 19 years old. And these are 35-year-old, 30-year-old people they're trying to hire.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that for a fact because I talked to them. I'm like, what? We're short 20 deputies. Why didn't you get hired? Oh, they just said that, da-da-da-da. And I'm like,
I was a little rough when I was younger.
Right, I was too.
But, you know what?
Sometimes you want somebody rough.
When we grew up.
And I'm willing to defend that statement also.
Sure.
Because I'm willing to defend it if somebody wants to call
it. You see what I'm holding
in
my hand right here? My Apple phone or iPhone
or
whatever you want to
call
it.
Your new
Apple phone? I'm not.
It's nice.
This is why I was able to get the clearances that I did later in life because this had not been invented.
That's right. That's exactly right.
If this had been invented, there are times that I've done things in my life that were a little strange.
Right.
They could be called breaking the law in a minor sense, not robbing people or anything like that, but car racing and fighting and all that kind of stuff. And so today, when you used to have 100 people applying for one job,
right.
in the sheriff or in the police department or something like that. No, it's down to like 20 or less.
Still, so 5% of everybody that thinks they qualify don't make the cut, is what you're telling me. I mean, or 95% don't make the cut.
100 people used to apply. Now only 20 people apply. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if 20 people used apply,
they used to be able to pick, you know, have a bigger field to, you know, to pick from. They don't have it. California Highway Patrol, same thing.
There's more scrutiny, so those 20 people, you know.
They lose them in the physical part. They lose them in the mental test. They lose them when they give them the psych. You know, psych eval, lose some then. They have tested people that, and for the highway patrol, that were literally policemen in organizations, and when they did the background check, they found stuff.
Well,
happened while they were on the police.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I know that. But, but I agree with you. You know, if you've done something stupid when you're 17 or 18, we're not talking felonies here.
Right. We just need to make sure, and this is just stuff that I've heard, and not from the urinal. This is stuff that people have told me. I believe this to be true.
We used to call
every,
I'm going to have
occasion.
To figure out, where do you guys go? I have not heard.
It used to be, in the Marine Corps, you call it, bum scoop or scuttlebutt, but it used to be like, oh yeah, I heard that. That was the last crapper on the left. Oh, okay, it's got to be good
right,
stuff
right,
then.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the speaking urinal.
I think that as we lose people to different counties, I think that as we run into hiring issues, right, that we need to take a look at that. All leaders, all law enforcement leaders, the chief, the sheriff, all of them need to take a look at it and say, look, this is still relevant in today's world, right? We need to have this as a character virtue or whatever in our cops because people are not perfect. You know, they're just not perfect.
Well,
and
police are a microcosm of our society, just like the military.
Absolutely.
Is. You know,
absolutely. But you know as well as I know that there are dudes in our military that are generals today that couldn't have made it in had they had the backgrounds and the cell phones and all that. You know, these guys are great leaders.
I wouldn't have been promoted. And,
no.
But you know what? There were times back early in the Corps, we took care of each other.
Right.
And things like something would happen, and you would just take care of that person,
you know?
And, the gate guards, the MPs at the gates would call the regimental duty and go, you've got a senior staff NCO here, or an officer. Shouldn't be driving on base. Okay.
Right.
Then you go out there and you pick them up, you bring them back in, put them in their office, and that would be it. But you saw that, and you were enough that all of a sudden, that man, if you got stuck hit with a DUI,
oh yeah,
done. You're unless you were like an E5 and below, your career was gone,
right.
Gone. No matter how good you were,
oh yeah,
your career was finished that instant.
Unless
your name's Pelosi. Now, we're gonna skip this break, buddy.
Breaks. We're having a great time.
I know. That's why I'm going to keep going.
We'll have breaks.
Okay.
Breaks are for sissies.
Let's talk about Pelosi's husband. This guy gets caught. They won't release the footage, but they will. They did release his
mugshot.
His mugshot. Not as good as Mel Gibson's, I'll have to tell you. Not
or
as
Nick
good.
Nolte's.
Or Nick Nolte. Oh, no. Nothing's close to Nick Nolte.
They won't release what?
The footage. Mugshot.
Oh, the camera.
The
body
cam footage.
The body cam footage.
They won't release that one.
Well, I guess it probably belongs to the sheriff department or whoever.
You know what? If it was you
Napa
or me,
County.
I got a feeling if it was you or me, they'd be released. Freedom of Information
Guarantee
Act.
If it was Don Jr., it'd be released.
Yeah.
Whoa, it wouldn't even have to ask for it. It would all of a sudden appear.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be streaming alongside of whatever this silly January 6th thing is.
But they did release his mugshot. I didn't see it. How was it?
Well, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. I mean, his hair was kind of messed up, but hey.
Mine's usually messed up at 1 a.m. too, though.
Yeah, when's the last time I was up at 1 a.m.? There's the other thing.
True story.
Yep.
True story.
Now, you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very much a true story. Not me.
The only time we're up at 1 a.m. is sneaking in on a turkey.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, you get up at 1 to get there by 4.
Yeah. To sleep on the ground until he wakes up. Yeah,
that's right. Until you hear something go, something gobble or anything, any noise.
I would never set my alarm on a gobble during regular time because I want to be woken up by a gobble. I don't want to get used to it.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about that. So how'd you do when you were down in Mexico?
We did great.
We lived.
Yeah, we did great. We lived through it. Yeah.
You know what? You got to stop drinking tequila with the cartel members.
You want to talk about partiers? They party in Mexico. I mean, it was Mother's Week. It was Mother's Day while we were there, but they told us it was really Mother's Week. And
I think a lot of their mothers.
Yeah,
down in Mexico.
They do, absolutely. Yeah. But unfortunately, none of the mothers got to party. They had to stay home with the kids and the dishes.
But the cantina was full of men
every night. Of course, we weren't there because, you know, dangerous place for a gringo.
Yeah, you wouldn't go there.
Right?
But, it could have been.
Dangerous place for a gringo. We didn't go
many
there.
Many years ago, I was... had the taxi cab driver try to come in and go, I think you four should leave. There's four of us. Mm-hmm. I think you four better leave now. People are starting to get a little upset. And yeah. I'm like, we're not doing anything. I mean, you know. And he goes, oh, yeah. And you're buying drinks for girls. Yeah. Oh, okay. So we said adios and left.
Yeah. The Perry and I shared a room in the lodge. In our room, the wall was against the cantina. Next door, right?
Now, oh my God.
You can imagine the construction standards in you go to Mexico, right?
Not quite as much as...
No. But I'd have to say like maybe a half inch thick these walls were, and they partied all night. But we had to get up at 3 o'clock, so we rocked, we rolled out of bed at 3 o'clock. Guess what time the cantina closed?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So we would lay there all night, toss and turn. Then, you know, we'd roll up and the music would go off. We'd be like...
And, of course, we had to watch out for the stumblers in the street.
Oh, yeah, because they were everywhere.
Now, southern Mexico, you didn't have any problem at all. It was mm-hmm. beautiful down there, and there was no problem.
No, and down the jungle.
The Yucatan. Yeah. Although, you know, I've heard stories down there as well, and stories, right? What we have is a story, but it's validated as real.
Oh, about the one guy in charge.
Yeah, but the Yucatan, same thing. It's more remote than where we were in Mexico, for sure, in northern Mexico. But, I mean, it's shameful that you can't go to another country and enjoy yourself in a private environment, you know, as an American. You know, think about it, Big Brother America, all that stuff. Everyone has something to say about us, but they usually want to duplicate what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, you know. Sure. Yeah, they do, for the most part.
But it's the economy that survives on American tourism or world tourism, period, in Mexico is incredible. People that go to it's the only place in the world where this one turkey is available in the Yucatan.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Well, you know, the fact is, you know, we can say that, but there are cities right here in the United States. You know, Linda keeps wanting to go to Chicago, and Chicago's a great place. I mean, but I also know that if you wander into the wrong area, you know, it may not be good for you.
Well, so Chicago's fantastic, but you're right.
Yeah, I mean,
but you know what? Like they don't care about tourism. You know why they didn't care about tourism for a while? Because the money was easy. I don't care about tourists. Money's easy. We're just gonna make what we're gonna make, and it's gonna be good anyway. We got the Warriors, we got the Giants, we got these concerts coming in here. We got stuff people are going to go to regardless. But I'll tell you what, those days are coming to an end. The money is getting more difficult. You're right. We can't print it and send it out to our favorite people anymore. The inflation and Americans are now looking at their government saying, hey, I'd like you to spend a little better because, you know, you're hurting us out here. And people are starting to figure out if you give somebody $10 for free, that means the $10 you got, it's worth less. You know, that money is not going to be free and easy. So pretty soon tourism will come back as a big deal because you remember when we were growing up, Carl, tourism was a big deal. If you had tourism dollars, you kept that place nice. Because of that's course. What paid the bills. Well, the only thing that's paid the bills for the past, while anyway, since COVID for sure, is free money from your local government.
Yeah, we're due for a substantial financial reset.
And I don't want it because I'm going to hurt too.
Yeah, it's going to hurt everybody.
I'm going to hurt, right? I mean, I have a 401k. It's going to hurt. I've already lost 20%
on it. Yeah, 25.
You lost 25? I lost 20. I got a better advisor than you.
Check the fine print. I'll guarantee it's 25.
Oh yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right. After inflation,
it depends on what day
40.
You check it.
Yeah, true. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We've lost money, and it's already hurting.
I put all my money into oil and gas.
Yeah,
for my truck.
Yeah, attaboy.
Getting back and forth. Yeah, I totally am.
You know, you talk about oil and gas, and here's the one thing, and my wife and I debate on this. Not really debate, but discuss it because she feels the same way. why in the world would we never build a pipeline across the north and the northeast of the United States for water? I mean, we ship oil thousands and thousands of miles in a pipeline, and every once in a while spill some. If you ship water thousands, if you spill some, who cares?
From the Mississippi, the Missouri, all those.
I mean, you hear about flooding.
I never thought about that. Why not? Why don't we move that water out here to the west?
Well, not enough money.
I tell you what, to build that pipeline, even a water pipeline, you have got to go through.
Oh, the environmental standards.
Well, it's not just the environmental standards, but you've got a farm, right? Yeah. It's 250 acres, and they want to put a pipeline through your property because you've got to pay that farmer, but that farmer then loses that for the future. I mean, that's always got to be in his mind. I've just lost, 50 acres of my 200-acre farm. So, I mean, can it be done? Yes. I mean, we put people on the moon. We do all these things. You think they could figure that out if they wanted to. Instead, we're going to wring our hands, and we're not going to do anything until it's too late.
No, true.
Yeah. Well,
last I heard, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Bezos, they're all going to operate from the moon, aren't they?
I think they already operate from the moon, some of them.
Yeah, that's where their new office is.
Well, Musk just bought Twitter. I cannot wait to see.
I'm getting what more and more fond of Musk as I go along.
Yeah, he says things. You know who I've gotten more fond of, and I hate to say it out loud? Bill Maher.
Oh, I know, yeah.
He has come up with some things. This guy's an equal opportunity basher.
He's turning into a real centrist.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
In the middle of the road.
A libertarian even, and he's looking at it and he's going, are you crazy? What do you think, people? Why do you think the Democrats have destroyed their party? He says, just look at the things you've done. He said, why do you think people are crazy right now?
5 years ago, we never would have said that about Bill Maher.
3 years
ago. And he still has his moments of...
Oh, no, he does.
He's, yeah, I get it.
But if you're going to take one... Yeah, well,
but
if you're going to say, I think he's got a lot of good points here, you can't just say, but he's totally wrong over here. I mean, you can say that.
Oh, yeah.
But it all comes out of the same guy.
Yeah,
And he and Ann Coulter are pretty close friends.
Yeah.
And Ann Coulter comes out with some strange things.
Well, I don't care your party. I don't care what you do. If you sit in front of me and make sense, I'll be like, that makes sense.
Yeah, we need that diversity. Right,
that makes sense.
I can't tell you how many times I've changed my mind since we've had this program in the morning.
Oh, sure.
When people come in and they've got well thought out reasons for doing things, and I'm thinking, well, that sure makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, but you've got to have an open mind. You've got to be able to listen to other people. And if you don't, you're just,
you have to be able to
dimming yourself.
That's just part of being a man.
Yeah,
able to change your mind. Yeah. Say, that makes sense to me. Yeah. I never thought about it that way. Let's explore that. But here's the thing that I can tell, and I can smell it a mile away, and that's somebody who is just sitting in the seat regurgitating what they heard somewhere else because they sit in a certain party or whatever thought ideologue a certain place in their life where it doesn't make any sense. They're just not willing to move because that's what the group says they're supposed to do. Now that I just can't tolerate.
Just like when the three of us grew up, because is not a valid answer.
No. And then you give me your reasons and it makes zero sense to the average person who finished high school or even grade school is fine with me. Then you're just not making sense. And if you look at this, there is a group in America that always votes the same way every time without thinking about it, right? And I'm going to make a point here, last minute, okay?
We got, 1 minute.
We had a group here in town that lost every election, right? And every election they supported, they lost.
And not yet.
Well, they will. So here's my point. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them dearly because they're my people, right? So I love them. But the bottom line is you cannot wipe out one group and replace with another because somewhere in the group you're trying to wipe out, someone's thinking and trying to do a good job and they're really doing a good job. You're not willing to think individually. You have to work as a group. And when you have to work as a group, one person thinking, everybody else going along, it's not good strategy. Just isn't working.
Teamwork.
I'd like to say one last thing is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Celestina Traver, resigned.
Oh.
And we have no veteran service officer. And I sent something to all of the board of supervisors saying, hey, what are y'all going to do about this? This is pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
They so.